with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for this Tuesday. I'm DeWayne Carstens reporting. Some local high school basketball scores from last night. North Butler girls defeating South Winneshiek 47-30. It was BCLUW topping the Clarksville Indians 60-34. The Clarion Goldfield Dows Cowgirls fell to Southeast Valley's Jaguars 67-38. And in a girls' basketball game heard last night on 99 The Wave involving two area teams, John Mowinkle has more.
I'm John Mowinkle reporting from the Hampton-Dumont Cal Gym, where on Monday night, the number 9 and 2A Applington-Parkersburg girls' basketball team defeated Hampton-Dumont Cal 55-22 in the season opener for both teams. Applington-Parkersburg raced out to a really strong start. In fact, they led 13-3 after the first period of play. Held Hampton-Dumont Cal with just 9 points in the first half. So really a strong start for Applington-Parkersburg. And as we mentioned on the broadcast, you know, certainly spurts of greatness and things to work on. Some kind of sloppy things here in the season opener for both sides, as would be expected. But the Falcons ended up running away with the victory. Turnovers were certainly abundant for both sides. Falcons had 24, the Bulldogs had 25. But Falcon head coach Brady Driscoll says his team kind of weathered the storm in the season opener and was able to pull away and get some of the reserves in at the end of the game and cruise to a season opening victory.
Came out hot, had a good stretch in the first quarter. Couple-minute stretch where we really pushed the pace. Posts ran really well. We looked up. We threw it ahead and got some easy baskets that way. Happy to see the girls execute against, you know, they ran some man, they ran some zone, kind of executed against both. And then defensively, solid too. You know, offense really for us starts with our defense. If we get tips and deflections and runouts, that's better for us. And they did a really good job from the jump, I thought, of getting out and going.
Kendall Ryhart had 19 points to lead AP, followed by Peyton Closter's 15. The Bulldogs were led by Jay Johnson and Charlie Morton with 6 points apiece. So the Bulldogs move to 0-1. They will be back in action on Tuesday, November 28th, by hosting Nevada. Applington-Parkersburg moves to 1-0. They will be back in action Tuesday, November 28th at Sumner-Fredericksburg, a game that will air on 99 The Wave. Once again, the final score, number 9 and 2A, Applington-Parkersburg 55, Hampton-Dumont Cal 22. I'm John Mowinkle reporting from Hampton for Radio On The Go Sports.
All right, thank you very much, Jonathan. And let's take a look at college basketball last night, where the Iowa State women raced out to a 22-point halftime lead, and they beat Southern 78-60. Freshman Addie Brown led the Cyclones with 18 points on 7 of 8 shooting.
As far as just preparing for each game, I kind of come in, I don't know what they're going to do, zone, man, maybe play off me, put a shorter kid on me, kind of just have to adjust as the game goes. And, you know, I was able to kind of score inside tonight and from the outside, which is good. And so I think preparation just comes from getting shots from everywhere, outside, inside, and some post moves just to be ready to go.
And the ISU women improved to 2-1 overall. The Cyclones returned to action Friday to face the Vanderbilt ladies. Also in college basketball, it was the NIAC women defeating Graceland's JV 94-68. And in men's college basketball, Stephen F. Austin outscores Drake 92-68 last night. The Iowa football team is back in the AP Top 25 at number 20. The Hawkeyes used a late touchdown to edge Illinois 15-13, and in a season that has featured a rash of injuries and struggling offense, will include the Hawkeyes' second trip to the Big Ten championship game in just 3 years.
We've gone through some bumps, you know, had some things happen during the course of the year, even this week, you know, losing a key player. But no matter what, these guys stay together. They stay tough and really care about each other, and I think that's demonstrated in the play out there.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes have overcome injuries to several key players to win a division championship.
There's a lot of tough things in sports. Losing is hard, and injuries are just, you know, really hard, especially for the individual affected. But you got to keep perspective on this, too. And, you know, it's a game. We're all trying our best. We're all doing our best, hopefully. But the big scheme of things, you know, we're all fortunate to be competing and being part of something like this.
Iowa takes a 9-2 record into a Black Friday game at Nebraska. District boys wrestling assignments have already been announced before the season begins by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Here's where our area teams will go at the end of the season to try to qualify for state. West Fork will be at Lake Mills. South Hamilton is where AGWSR and North Butler Clarksville will go. That's in Jewell. Class 2A districts with Hampton, Dumont, Cal, Clarion, Guilfield, Dowsing, BCLU, UW, South Hardin, Storm. They're all at Independence, Iowa Falls, Alden, Dighton, Hartford, and Osage. Wrestle at Osage. And also at Webster City will be Applington, Parkersburg, Grundy Center's team in 2A District Wrestling, which will begin at 10 a.m. Saturday, February 10th. Mark it down. The top two place winners in Classes 1A and 2A will advance to the state tournament individually. And you can find the statewide assignments at radioonthego.com. Speaking of wrestling, the Applington Parkersburg Grundy Center girls wrestling team began the season a couple of weeks ago, or a couple of meets last week, that is, and they earned some strong placings. They competed Thursday at the South Tama Girls Invitational, then Saturday at the Decorah Girls Fall Tourney. Sophomore Grace Storion, a returning state qualifier, started the season by winning the 125-pound title at South Tama. Head coach Joel Reint says Storion and fellow returning state qualifier Caden Muller at 140 should give strong seasons for the APGC girls.
Caden and Grace are just great leaders for a program. I'm super excited for them. They're both on fire, fired up, ready to have a great season. And then Grace, you know, she started off with her first championship of the season, and her quarterfinal and semifinal matches were some battles. And, you know, she came out on top and then wrestled really smart in the finals and took care of business right in the first period, I believe. So, like I said, they're both going to have great seasons. They both work extremely hard to work on their craft and get better.
APGC girls wrestling back in action this Saturday at a tournament hosted by Belle Plaine. The West Fork girls basketball team looks to pick up right where they left off in top of Iowa Conference with a solid road conference win at North Iowa in their season opener tonight. West Fork ladies closed out last season 24-1 overall, 16-0 in the top of Iowa East. The Warhawks returned junior Leah Weaver, who was the second leading scorer at nearly 12 points per game and assist in other categories or leader in other categories. Junior Karma McMorris also averaged 7 points, 2 rebounds. The Warhawks also hope to continue to limit opponents' scoring by applying heavy pressure and leading the state as they did last year with steals, 516 a year ago. Head coach Rodney Huber says North Iowa is an opponent the Warhawks know well and hope to create separation against in the contest through challenging the Bison with active defense and pressure.
We've played North Iowa a couple of years, the first game of the season. I'm somewhat familiar with them, know what they have returning. They have a decent guard and post player that are pretty solid. Beyond those two players, you know, they have some players that can maybe struggle a little bit handling some of our pressure. Last year, we really made it tough for them in the full court and just, you know, turned them over a lot. I think we've jumped out on them pretty good early in the first quarter. You know, that's hopefully how we can start this year. That really relieves a lot of pressure when you can get off to a good start like that and everybody can take a big sigh of relief, and hopefully we can hang on our defense and force them into some turnovers and get ourselves some easy baskets.
Action begins at 6:15 in Buffalo Center tonight for the West Fork girls. AGWSR basketball beginning the season tonight by hosting BCLUW. The Cougars also coming off a very good season, 23-2. They ended up in the regional finals last year. Head coach Mike Finger says the non-conference portion of the schedule will test his team.
We have a challenging schedule for sure. I mean, there's just no two ways about it. BCL, I think, will probably be better than they were last year as well. So I think all around, up and down our schedule, there won't be many teams that we play this year that aren't measurably better than they were last year. So that provides a lot of great challenge for us.
The Cougars have 3 returning starters, but will be without last year's leading scorer and third-team All-State player, Nikhil Olivier, who moved out of the district. Center Josie Cooper is the top returning scorer after recording 14.5 points per game last year. AGWSR won last year's game by 40 points against BCLUW. Tip-off at 7:15 p.m. Again, that will be in Ackley tonight. And the Iowa Falls Alden girls basketball team plays their first road game of the year against West Marshall tonight. The Cadets looking for a 2-0 start after beating South Hardin in their opener. Coach Brandon Uhlenberg says some keys to the Cadets' offensive production are keeping the ball moving and having multiple players scoring.
We're at our best when we share the ball and we play inside out. So if we get some post touches and kickouts to some of our shooters where they can catch in rhythm, that's great for us. Being able to put the ball on the floor and attack the rim and get to the free throw line. If we can continue to do those things within the team concept and have that spread out scoring, I think we're a lot harder to guard. And there were times Friday night I thought we were a little stagnant and didn't move enough on offense. But when we got the ball moving and kind of played inside out and shared the ball, I thought we were really good offensively.
IFA at State Center at 7:30 tonight. Also, big game up in Decorah. Dyke, New Hartford, number 1 and 2A, plays number 13, 4A, Decorah at 7:30 this evening as well. And that's a look at Radio On The Go Sports. I'm Dwayne Karstens reporting.